Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Huyer. The federal government will create a national register that will record all incidents of occupational dust diseases. This means every case of a disease caused by dangerous dust. This comes after the discovery that a lot of diseases are related to the dust of silica stone. Nearly one in four people who work with engineered stone develop the deadly and incurable lung disease called silicosis. This led to silica-related materials being called the asbestos of the 2020s. Jed Carney, the Assistant Minister for Health and Aged Care, says establishing a national register is the first step to help the safety of workers.
This is an incurable disease. It is a tragic disease that is contracted at work, and nobody should go to work and get diseases that kill them. So this registrar will make sure that everybody who contracts an occupational dust-related disease will have that recorded on this register. But importantly, if you have silicosis, that recording will be absolutely mandatory. This will enable us to get information that will help us manage workplaces and that hopefully will make sure that people don't go to work contracting these terrible diseases.
The Transport Workers Union is calling on the federal government to reform the transport industry urgently. This is after the death of a truck driver in Western Australia yesterday. The 33-year-old driver died after a road train collided with his vehicle at an intersection. He is the 29th truck driver to lose his life this year. The Transport Workers Union is in Canberra with a delegation of truck drivers, rideshare drivers, food delivery riders, transport operators, employers and associations. The union's National Secretary Michael Caine says every day of inaction leads to more road death.
Road transport is in crisis. People are dying because of the commercial pressures that exist in contract supply chains in road transport. The squeeze from the top of supply chains, from the miners, from the retailers, is literally killing Australians on our roads. As we saw yesterday with that tragic death in Western Australia, every day that passes means that we're losing another Australian in our industry. And that is not acceptable.
The search for a submarine that went missing in the north of the Atlantic Ocean continues, but time is running out. The submarine disappeared on Sunday with a pilot and four passengers on an exploration of the Titanic. All communications are lost, and rescuers do not know if the submarine is floating just below the water's surface or submerged at the bottom of the ocean. Experts estimate that the submersible now has just over 30 hours of remaining oxygen for the crew. But that's only if the submarine has not been destroyed. British billionaire Hamish Harding is on board with the vice chair of a Pakistani conglomerate. Mr. Harding's friend and fellow explorer, Jannike Mikkelsen, says she is anxiously awaiting good news.
Well, I'm nervous. I'm sick to my stomach with nerves. I'm terrified. I'm anxious. I'm just hoping for good news. Every single second, every single minute feels like hours. And we're losing time and we're losing opportunity to find them alive. If they managed to self-ascend, they should have managed to have done it by yesterday. That proves that either the crew is not alive or B, the crew is alive, but they may be stuck somewhere.
The federal opposition says it does not support the referral of senior Defence Force officials to the International Criminal Court over allegations of war crimes in Afghanistan. Deputy opposition leader Susan Lee says the party respects the position taken by Senator Jackie Lambie, who made the referral. But she says she does not believe an ICC referral was the appropriate course of action. I am Julien Huyer. This is SBS News in Easy English.